Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, you are watching AfterBuzz TV's after show for Jane the Virgin season 2 finale. We have so much to talk about. You do not want to miss this, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my goodness! Francesca, just take my hand for a second and let's just take a moment for Michael. Wow. Okay. I'm still recovering from this finale. Oh my goodness.
Intense.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. My name is Kylie Hodges, and we are here to recap Jane the Virgin season 2 finale. Please tweet at me on Twitter at the Kylie Hodges, and of course my lovely co-host.
Oh, thank you, everyone. It's Francesca. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, XOXO, CESCA.
And our other two co-hosts, poor Sam Davidson. She had foot surgery and is on bed rest. So everybody tweet at her, SamD43, and tell her to feel better.
Yes.
And Steffi couldn't make it with us tonight. Stupid Los Angeles traffic. Everybody curse LA traffic so we can get Steffi back into the studio. She's so bummed she can't be here tonight. So it's just the two of us to cry alone together in the studio. Oh, my goodness.
All the feels.
So many feelings. I went from laughing to crying to gasping. All within 60 minutes. I mean, this was insane. I don't know how else to recap this episode than to do it chronologically.
Yeah, I think that's going to be best for all the crazy stuff that happened.
Well, then let's start from the beginning. Okay, so we see this flashback, and it's Alba talking about her wedding to Jane when she's a little girl, and she says it was a perfect day. She broke her shoe, but it was still a perfect day.
Right.
And her veil was passed down to her, and Jane is going to wear that veil someday. Which is so cute and very Jane to, like,
right,
love
traditions
that story
and family.
But then the pre-planning of the wedding is very hectic, as we all assumed it would be. Classic Rogelio is the bridezilla.
Oh my god, it's hashtag his big day.
Yeah.
Rogelio's big day.
Oh, that was real good. Michael forgot to change the honeymoon date, the honeymoon date, so
right,
they didn't have anywhere to stay on their wedding evening.
And he forgot to do that because he's back on the squad, because
right,
they found, supposedly, Mooter tied up, and Mooter's in jail.
So who the heck was Dead Rose? Oh, I'm jumping ahead. I just have so many thoughts.
It's okay. It's
so much. Who the
so
heck
much
was that Dead Rose that we saw, like, 3 episodes ago or whatever? Oh, man. All right. Well, anyways. And we don't really know who leaked the deets about the case that got Michael fired. We assume it was his boss guy.
Right.
But now I don't know what to believe.
Should we just talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just talk all about it.
Yeah, okay. So, we're jumping to the end.
It's gonna be so hard.
Elephant in the room, and I can't not acknowledge it right now. So, Rose, the whole time, has been disguising herself as Susanna. So Susanna's not even a real person, as far as we're aware.
Well, that's true.
Because the flashbacks implied that she's always been suspicious from the beginning.
Yeah, because...
Or...
No. This whole time I've been thinking, like, there's something off about her. I thought initially that she was working for Mooter. That's what I thought it was.
Not that she was Mooter?
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
But in the last, like, episode or two, where, you know how we're saying she's in the car and she's talking about the drive with all the things, and you said, mm-hmm, it looks like she's reading something.
Steering wheel, yeah.
She was just, like, her concentration was weird, and that's when I was, like, facial recognitions are changing. Oh, my God. What if she's Mooter? But I thought it was, like, she reconstructed her face surgery, because that's what they were doing with other people. Clearly.
And then she rips off this face after just presumably murdering Michael. Presumably. Only because the gunshot went directly to the heart.
Hey.
Now the season opener could be like, the bullet
missed
by a
800th of an inch.
Right.
But right now, I'm just assuming he was shot in the heart and is killed on his wedding night. Oh, my God. I'm a mess. I can't even recap this episode. I just keep thinking about Michael being dead. And also, now is a perfect time to say, you guys predicted this. I didn't believe it.
You know, Sam tonight, she emailed us and was like, hey, guys, sorry, I can't make it because my foot. And she goes, enjoy the show and enjoy Michael getting shot.
She like, did. She's been on that. It.
Yeah.
She's been predicting this for weeks.
I mean, I knew something had to go down with Michael, and it's not me hating and being team this or team that. It's just, it couldn't have, like, I thought something was going to happen during the wedding, but obviously it didn't, and that was so great, and we'll get to the wedding, but I
knew something was Michael getting killed would be too, or shot, I guess, would be too outlandish because he's such a major character, but then I completely forgot, oh yeah, we're watching a telenovela. Mm-hmm. They don't hold back from that stuff.
No.
Wow.
And well, I'm really curious, and I guess this semi goes into predictions about, like, is he going to be, did the bullet miss a major artery?
Yeah.
Because the snow globe that signified the snow falling and love and all that romantic stuff, it falls the same time he gets shot. And that mm-hmm. is not a coincidence, my
friend. Save that for predictions. All right, mm-hmm. I just had to get out the OMG moment of the episode. So let's go back to before the wedding.
Okay.
Ziomara got a sex basket of hot dog buns from Esteban.
Esteban. Extra firm and extra long. That's what it that's said. I didn't make it up.
You know what? If I'm going to get a hot dog, that's the kind of hot dog bun that I want. Extra firm and extra long. Oh, poor Ziomara, though.
That, I mean...
She wants her Helio, and sleeping with Esteban is not going to make that happen, unfortunately. Now she's got a few more problems. Oh, and now I want to talk about the end again. Okay, no, Kylie. Hold it together. We'll talk about the end in a second. Moving on from the sex basket. The rehearsal is a disaster. Classic Ziomara and Rogelio are late. And Alba. Jane is getting PO'd. Don't blame her.
Right, she's upset about because Michael... Screwed as we said, forgot the suite.
And then
spends, yeah, $1,700 on the Biltmore, mm-hmm. which she's like, that's half of our honeymoon
budget.
And they just have a little quick quarrel. Mm-hmm. And then Mateo, so he walks. He's walking.
Oh, he walks. And he pulls tablecloths off the altar, which causes a hysterically convenient series of events that caused the priest to get what I thought was a concussion.
Oh, my God. I know. I thought with their luck, I thought it was going to be a concussion. But he rocked a majorly cool Band-Aid.
Yeah, it was a good look for
him. To the wedding.
And then Jane finds out that she can... Well, first of all, Jane re-decides her thesis, like...
Right
before the wedding. Calls up her advisor, and then decides to go pitch it in person, which I was like, Jane, you crazy.
She crazy.
She crazy, girl. But she did it. She passed. She's happy. Rogelio's awesome. Was waiting for her in the car. The car died. They get on the bus. Jane and the bus, man. It's like a circle of events. Jane's right? always on the bus.
She's always on the bus.
They finally get to the wedding. I skipped over so much stuff.
It's okay. We can go back.
Yeah. But then, so Raphael sees Jane outside the church. And right before that, we saw Raphael confessing to Luisa that he still loves her.
She's the love of my life were his exact words.
My heart.
And my heart hurts so bad. And Luisa, you know, she's such she's an oddball.
She's all over the place.
She's all over the place, off the wall. And he confided in her because he thought she was going to say, say it. And she was like, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do
Very logical, Luisa, considering that's not normally her thing.
Right?
If I were Luisa, I would have said the same thing. However, for television purposes, I really wanted Raphael to declare his love for her.
Okay, really fast before the wedding, that night, Michael and Jane discussed all those things before marriage, and that was so cute because the lists were so her. So it was like in that moment, again, like I love them together, like they're so cute, but of course, I really like her with Raphael, so I was kind of bummed when it was just a vision that he didn't say anything. Although her wedding was just so gorgeous, like
Oh, that wedding. Okay. I'm going to paint a picture for everybody listening right now. Francesca and I were watching the show. Here at AfterBuzz, we watch shows with other people in the room because there's lots of different people watching lots of different shows. And there was a bunch of people all around us who happened to not be watching a show. We were the only people watching TV. And the wedding kicks in, and I was feeling all the feels.
All the feels.
And when Jane... First of all, did you ever watch The Newlyweds on MTV? This is totally dating me.
I don't think
me.
So.
It was Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's reality show.
I completely forgot. That's what it was called.
And, like, the opening of that show was a shot from their wedding where Jessica was walking down the aisle, and then it cuts to Nick watching her walk down the aisle, and he, like, gasps and has, like, all tears in his eyes. And I've always loved that.
Wow.
When it showed Michael at the end of the church waiting for Jane, and it looked like he had tears in his eyes. And also, weddings really get me, even if they're on TV, and I lost it. Tears streaming down my face. I was getting all snotty, wiping the tears. It was a mess. But it was, in my opinion, the best way they could have done the actual wedding ceremony for the show.
No, literally, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. Jane looked absolutely
ravishing.
Gorgeous. Yes. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. So sweet. I've never been like a wedding mushy person. But I was like, geez, is it that time of the month? Because all the feels are coming right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really cry easily, but I wanted to because it was just so beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And if Steffi were here, she would definitely have been crying with me. She probably would have been holding her hands.
Yes, I was going to say she would
slapping the table. She would go, this is too much. And I would be like, I'm right there with you.
So beautiful.
I wish that was me. And let's not forget Petra. This I thought was weird. When Jane was walking down the aisle, they did a little cut to a POV of who she was like smiling at. And she smiles at Petra and Raphael. I'm sorry, but at my wedding, A, I'm not inviting my enemies, even if they're frenemies. And B, even if they are there, I'm not going to smile at them when I'm walking down the aisle. I'll smile at, like, I don't know, my parents-in-law. But not like someone who I'm like, well, you know, you are my ex-boyfriend's divorcee? Ex-wife? Whatever.
Yeah.
Ex-wife. You know, it's weird.
You're not going to wear a veil?
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
You're not going to wear a veil over your face when you walk down the aisle?
I probably would, actually. But what does that have to do? I'd still be able to see through the veil.
Yeah, but they're not going to see you smiling at them if you have a veil over your face.
The veil is very see-through. Have you been to a wedding?
Ooh.
Do you know what weddings look like?
I'm planning a wedding right now.
Are you? Are you going to wear a veil?
This is 2016, so who knows?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yes, all women and men.
I mean, why not, right?
As long as you wear a veil that was purchased from a flea market, but was told that it's been passed down for generations in your family. How about that?
So,
silence from the engineering booth.
But no, okay, so.
He's on Pinterest right now. Pinterest
pinning veils. Yeah. Her grandma. Well, okay, first of all, when they open the show with the flashback, which we already spoke about, when she said that her shoe broke or whatever, I was like, this means something's going to happen at the wedding, like something crazy. I knew it. And then she says that that's not even all that happens. While they're at the altar, I'm assuming her mother-in-law was like, you're not a virgin. And the wedding is just like a huge disaster. And I was like, oh my God, then this means Jane's wedding's going to be a huge disaster.
And
but thankfully, it wasn't.
Yeah, I was convinced it would be, too. But luckily, it wasn't.
Right. Like Jane said, if the rehearsal's horrible, then the wedding's going to be great.
Right.
Right?
She was right. And here's the thing. The thing that made me weep, and I mean tears streaming down the face.
Definitely.
Michael glancing at Abuela. She gives him the nod.
Oh, my God.
Yo prometo a Jane. And I was like, ah, he's doing it in Spanish.
That, honestly, that was the sweetest thing.
My heart. That was a beautiful moment.
Because until that chorus that we'll talk about right in a few seconds, Abuela only speaks in Spanish on the show.
Yeah.
You know? And so that was just like, that was so sweet.
That was very, very sweet.
And he...
I know, right? I'm telling you guys, I've always, obviously, you all know, I love Raphael. I'm Team Raphael. But that moment right there, I was like, Michael, you're the best. You're perfect for Jane.
It
was so good.
Literally, it was like the perfect wedding.
It was perfect. And then
they kiss, and the kiss was adorable, and then they're married, and then the Virgin Mary tells her, go get laid, Jane.
Go have sex!
What was it? It was so funny. Ziomara gets up to sing.
Rogelio sings.
That was so funny.
How funny, though, was it when Rogelio hugs Mike? Instead of hugging Jane after he drops Jane, he loves his new son. He's so excited for his new son.
They're besties.
His bestie is now his son. Like, it was his big day.
Rogelio was... Oh, and jumping back on Rogelio, when they were in the car and it broke down, his scream when he realized how late they were going to be for the wedding made me laugh so hard.
Yes.
Because Jane was like, oh my God. And then he goes, oh my God.
I love him so much.
Rogelio's the best.
His character's, oh God. It's
he's so funny. Jaime Camila is so funny.
He's hilarious. And then he goes above and beyond on his big day and gets his third BFF.
Hashtag his big day.
Hashtag third BFF. Hashtag Bruno Mars to sing like yes. the most appropriately, awesomely wedding song ever.
Oh, yeah.
Then they do their little father-daughter dance and they're breaking it down. Did you guys... we normally never have, like, news and gossip, so I'm just going to squeeze this in right mm-hmm. here. Did you see Gina Rodriguez on the lip-syncing battle show?
No, I heard about it, but yeah. I haven't seen it.
She's so funny. Like, her whole persona is so funny. And she... You guys have to YouTube it if you haven't seen it. She lip-syncs to a Lil Wayne song, and she has, yes. like, a hat that has, like, the dreads attached to it, and she has, like, a grill on and everything, and it was hilarious.
That's amazing. Okay, we'll share the link to that in the comments to this video after yes. we're done. So, the wedding, Jane and Michael finally get to leave, and then we see Ziomara and Rogelio talking, and they have a really sweet moment where they both say they're both in love with each other, but she still doesn't want kids. And he still does. And then they have a sweet little dance. And I was like, no, I just want you guys to get back together. But a moment like this tells me they're not going to be able to get over each other if they're both telling each other they love each other and are having sweet dance moments.
It's so sweet, but I have a feeling it's like that. I mean, I'll get into my prediction later, but it's mm-hmm. a bittersweet moment. And I think in that moment they realize like they'll always love each other. But it's just my, it might never. And I loved how Zoe like changed it from something sad to something positive and said, "We might not work, but our daughter that we created just got married. Like, we That's did sweet. It,
even though they were fighting leading up so to it because of the sex hot dog buns. It was so sweet.
That I mean, he knows dance. A sex basket because he makes them himself.
He's probably the king
too.
Of sex baskets, to be honest. Okay, so I want to talk about this Agnieszka situation.
Oh my God.
So, for the past couple episodes, we've been we've known that Agnieszka has been dressing up as Petra.
We
really haven't been able to decipher who is who and when.
They're so good at making us forget about it and yeah. like it just blend, like, take us off guard when it really is whoever's whoever.
And today was no exception. So we see Agnieszka really adamant that Petra goes to the wedding. So she does. She comes back. She's a little emotional. Agnieszka calms her down. She is like, hey, I'm going to go put the baby to sleep. But first, here's a horse tranquilizer in your arm or whatever that was to make her pass out. She's crazy town. Dyes her hair on the floor while passed out. Convinces everybody that she's Petra.
Oh my God, dude.
Does the hair, the makeup, the voice. The nurses catch Agnieszka passed out on the floor. They take her to the hospital. Raphael's with her. OMG, Agnieszka's trapped, possibly forever, and paralyzed. And then we realize it's Agnieszka who's dressed as Petra and Petra on the bed, and then Agnieszka has sex with Raphael. Oh,
that my skank!
Here's the thing. How can Raphael have been married to Petra for, what, like 5 years? They probably had sex enough that he knew her body well. And then he wouldn't, at this point, now that he's having sex with Agnieszka, not notice, like, something's just a little different here.
Maybe they're just, like, the most identical of identical twins on the planet.
Everything is identical.
everything.
Leaping lizards.
One of my favorite things about Jane the Virgin are like the hashtags, and it's mostly Rogelio, but Petra was petrified. Petrified.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
That's a good one.
So good.
I'm really upset about this Aneshka situation, though, because I don't like their stupid pirate mom, Magna. She's the worst mom ever.
With her little hook?
Yes. I hate her because she tried to kill Abuela. Nobody should try to kill Abuela. She's the best. And she's mean to her own daughters. And if you want to be this deceptive and cruel to your own children, then you're a psychopath. I can't wrap my head around what is Magda going to gain from Aneshka. I'm assuming their goal is to marry
right.
Raphael.
What is that?
I'm looking at something for people who are just staring at us. Oh, never mind. I thought we had a call, but we didn't. We're anticipating a caller. So right. Where are you calling? She still hasn't called in? Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, anxiously keep recapping. Okay, Aneshka is now Petra. Petra
is
bedridden
petrified.
And petrified. Then we've got Jane and Michael after the wedding in the bedroom. They're about to do it. They're like, we can't wait for this Motel 6. We're about to do it right here. And I kept thinking, Abuela and Xiomara.
I thought Raphael was going to walk in.
Or it's his hotel. Like, somebody in this hotel is going to walk in. And instead, he decides to go, honestly, a little not believable that they're in the heat of the moment and he decides to go get ice in the bucket. But I'll let it slide.
True.
Because it's a telenovela. Because let me tell you, when most people are ready to go, they say screw it to the ice in the bucket. But Jane had a little fancy something she wanted to change into, so I kind of understand. Michael was like, okay, I have a moment. He goes out in the hallway. Jane's very excited because she just got this snow globe from Michael as a gift, and that was so cute. All the moments throughout the show with snow, although I will say there was a cute moment that sort of implied snow, but it was with Raphael and Jane kissing under the petals. And then he goes to get ice and he runs into Susanna, aka Rose, who shoots him in the heart.
I mean,
we got a caller. Sorry.
Hello.
Is this Steffi? Everybody who's listening, Steffi Georgie is calling in because she couldn't make it with us. And oh my goodness, we are so, so glad to have you here. What are you thinking right now? Are you freaking out?
I'm just upset. Like, is this real life?
I can't believe that Sam's prediction that
I know.
Michael is getting a shot came true.
I mean, how else is Jane going to stay a virgin?
I yelled so loud here. I was like, what?
So
everything I said about Michael, I take back. If I could just happen back in my life again. I take it all back.
I feel the same way. It's like, even though I wasn't always the biggest fan of Michael, now I just want him back so badly. I'm assuming he's dead, but I can't make these assumptions. But, like, I'm already like, give him back.
I guess he might not be, but that looks like the heart.
That's what I'm saying.
I just don't understand. And then poor Petra. Oh my god.
Can you imagine? She can't do anything except blink or look.
That's frightening.
Like, she's gonna have to seriously. I don't even know.
So
I don't know, but I hope they find. Aneshka has to do something where Raph like finds out. Either that or Raph knows right away because he knows Petra. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. They were Aneshka and Raph were hooking up, and I said you would think he would have maybe noticed that her body's just a little different than Petra's, but also the lights could have been
dim.
But
not even the difference. Just like even when he said, he's like, but you said that you didn't want to ever be in love with someone else, and she's like, I don't care about that anymore. He knows that's not true.
Because like, his he did make his eyebrow or something went up. It did register as slightly different for him, but when sex is on the platter, I guess you're not thinking too clearly.
No.
I mean, that, but he's just like, you know what, whatever, let's just do this.
Right.
Because the guy needs it.
He's lonely.
And then he'll
find
out what's going on because he has to stay close anyways.
So Steffi, during the wedding, how did you react? Because I was a crying mess and I needed you here to hold my hand.
I'm so sorry. I was crying too, and I can't believe I mean, I'm happy, but I really was surprised that they did it all. And it was beautiful. Like, when Michael started speaking Spanish, what do you guys think I did?
Yes.
What do you think happened?
That was the
we were, like, holding hands, pounding on the table, weeping, cheering. It was great.
He, like, he really did it. Michael just, yeah. like...
No, I know.
He checked all
like
boxes.
I couldn't even say no, but it just made me sad because it was as if I accepted, okay, yeah, Raph and Jane are not going to be together.
That made you sad? Wow. You really do want Raph and Jane together. I mean, nobody says they couldn't get together now that Michael could possibly be dead. Raphael is second up.
I know, but the circumstances are always so sad. It makes me think of Pearl Harbor, you know?
Oh.
Not like the second runner-up, but, like, it's just a hot mess. It's, the whole idea and, like, the start of it will always be, like, a hurtful memory.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really sad but accurate way to describe it. Wow. So then how do you
it
feel?
Doesn't even matter.
How do you feel about Xiomara and Rogelio both saying they still love each other, but also...
And
changing.
I can't believe that they re-said the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought that one of them was going to change their mind.
Me too.
Talk about being grown.
We completely haven't mentioned yet that Zoe realizes she's pregnant.
Yes.
And you know what? That pisses me off too. Like, why from that guy?
I know. Well, and I was saying that if they hooked up, like, what, a few nights ago, that is some fast missed period action. Normally, it takes ladies a little longer to notice. But.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Esteban's fertile.
But it's still from him because she hasn't. It's been way too long with her and Rogelio.
You think?
So that's just ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, so. Sure. And as soon as I saw that Zoe was peeing on a stick, I thought, oh, this is full circle the Jane and Michael situation, but with Zoe and Rogelio.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking Xiomara is pregnant with Esteban's baby, but it will bring her and Rogelio together, so they will be raising a child together, even if it's not their child.
That would
I don't know. Yeah. No, because that's a hot mess.
That is a hot mess.
That just sucks, though, because I know, like, you know, they're Catholic. It's not like she's thinking about aborting, especially after she's already had her first baby. But,
right, totally.
Yeah, right, dude. That guy would never let Rogelio and Xiomara live in peace.
Well, I could also see him not wanting to have anything to do with
exactly, the baby. Exactly, because he couldn't even stand looking at him on the bus in the pictures. And then Jane says,
you're talking about Rogelio?
No, about Esteban. Rogelio and Esteban.
Okay.
And he couldn't even look at him in the bus. And Jane said, you guys are actually similar. And he was like,
yeah.
No.
See, I picture Rogelio embracing the baby and Esteban not wanting to have anything to do with it. However, you're right. It would be... If it was Esteban's baby, Rogelio could, like, not want... Would consider, like, the spawn of Satan.
He's gonna be so hurt.
Yeah.
He is. That's what I'm saying. But you know what? This is such a typical and perfect novela. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. It really is. Let's... Stephanie, do you want to stay on the line and we do predictions?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's predict this.
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry I'm not there.
We already warned him that you couldn't be here. Can we
After Buzz TV predictions?
Oh, that's a fun new
dude. It
sound.
Sounds so that's cool from the sound.
I'm really happy for you. Okay, so Stephanie, why don't you give us your predictions first? What are you thinking about how season 3 is going to kick off?
I don't know. It's going to make me emotional if I say that Michael's going to die. I really can't handle that. Like, I'm choking up right now, and it pisses me off. But maybe that, but if that's the case, then I feel like Jane's going to be in, like, full depression when we come back. And then Raph is probably going to be, like, weird because of Nesta, and I don't know. I don't even know. Ew, you guys go first.
Francesca, okay. What are your predictions? She's been writing notes this whole time. She's loaded.
Yeah, my brain's been...
Yeah.
So Luisa promises...
We didn't say. I have something to say about that too. Oh my god! Wait, stop. Wait, don't.
Okay, go. Go ahead. Stop,
wait,
drop, and roll.
Predictions. I'm so mad at Susanna. Either does that mean that she's dead, or she was, or that was Rose the whole time?
Dude, I think Susanna's. If she ever really existed, she's for sure dead. If she ever really existed,
yeah.
Oh man.
So then, but I want to know who is the dead person found in the closet with Rose's face with the blue silk tie.
It could be anyone.
Right. No, but, oh,
because they change faces.
Yeah.
was forever. This is nuts. Okay, sorry, Francesca, go ahead.
Oh. So she promises Raphael sobriety, but I'm thinking either with her character, she's going to completely go back to drinking because this is like crazy, crazy town that she finds out her love is still alive and that they're going to like run off together again. But they're going to come back eventually. I just don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
With where'd it go? Oh, so Jane the Virgin. She's going to stay a virgin. So here's what I think.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Wow. She didn't lose her virginity.
Yay. Right. So this is what I'm thinking with Michael. Two things. He's gonna live, and if he lives, he's gonna either A, be in a coma.
Yep.
So while he's in a coma, stuff with
or like brain dead or something.
No, if he's brain dead, then they might as well just.
Oh, you're right. His character should just be gone. Oh my god! Like in the actual novellas, when they come back like years later.
Yes. I mean, like they do that on like Days of Our Lives and stuff. They'll be in a coma and then come back like 20 years later, because that show never ends. But so he's either gonna come in a coma, and so while he's in a coma, things are gonna happen outside with Jane, you know, whatever. I don't know. Or he's gonna survive and he's gonna be awake, and maybe I'm completely making this up, obviously, but maybe when he's in the hospital, he finds Petra in there, and somehow like he decodes that it's Petra, and they like fight crime together while they're in the hospital.
Oh my god, that's true.
Petra fights crime with her eyeballs.
Brilliant. She'll be like,
blink twice if that's a robber.
All I can imagine right now is them communicating with their eyes, like just laying in bed, like, oh hey, you know, just thank you.
Oh my goodness.
And if the writers haven't thought about that, you can take my idea. Just put me on the payroll.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
So then what do you think about Xiomara and Esteban and Rogelio and that whole possible love triangle?
If it could go two ways as well. She keeps the baby, but something happens and like the baby miscarriage or whatever, something dramatic.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's the case, which is horrible
to say.
You're so
evil. I'm just kidding. Or this, I mean, because Rogelio really wants a kid, but that's his arch nemesis, you know?
Yeah.
So either he's going to be a.
I would not allow it.
Yeah, he's going to be pissed, but who knows? Maybe he'll become a softie and just he wants a baby. And maybe, just maybe, it really isn't Esteban's kid.
Maybe.
Maybe some magical.
I mean, no.
It took a long time. It's a novella. It could happen, right?
It could happen.
I don't know.
You can't.
Like, unless she goes to the doctor's office and they're like, yeah, you're actually 3 months pregnant. Then maybe, but.
Yeah, because maybe she thought she was going through menopause or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Sorry. I took it from you.
No, it's fine.
At 37. Oh, wait, no. No, sorry, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that would actually make a lot of sense because Xiomara's at that age where, it would be believable if she started menopause and you lose your period. Isn't she, 40?
I feel like, she's probably late 30s, 40 in comparison.
That'd be early menopause, but it's possible.
It's very, or, she might have an irregular period all the time, you know what I mean? Who knows? Sorry any men listening to this.
Let's dissect her menstrual chart. Was that ever shown in the...
I know, right?
In the show?
Maybe Jane has a calendar for it so they can reference it.
Oh, man. Oh, all right.
What do you think, Kala?
I'm distraught.
Get it
right
together,
now.
Hodges.
Okay, well,
get
first of all...
Get it together, Hodges. Come on.
Get it together, Hodges.
Get it together, Hodges. I would just like to say to all the
people... Hey, who's our engineer, real quick?
Chime in.
Who do you think it is?
Love you. Okay, good.
He told us that he might wear a veil to his wedding, Steffi. We were talking about the veil to the wedding earlier, and he chimed in that he could possibly wear a veil to his wedding, because he's wedding planning right now.
Oh, veils are everything. Veils really are.
Veils are everything. Okay, so for my predictions, all right. Yes, he was shot in the heart. In the real world, I would say he's dead. However, Michael is not dead.
No.
I really think that he's probably going to slip into a coma. And it might be a whole season or probably just a couple episodes before he comes out. But who knows? There could be some time jumps.
Right.
We might come back to season three where there's been like a 6 month
period.
I could also see Jane, because she's grieving, she puts her thesis on the back burner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And then say we season three starts and it's been a 6 month jump. She was grieving this whole time. She's trying to get herself back into the groove of like a normal life. She's trying to revisit her thesis. Maybe she ran out of like her time expired, so now that's a whole disaster. I think Xiomara is pregnant, I'm gonna say, with Esteban's baby right now, although who knows. Mm-hmm. And I think Rogelio will embrace it and want to name it Rogelio.
That'd be funny.
The Anishka Petra thing is getting to me. Like, I can't figure out how they're gonna work that out, how we're gonna figure out it's Petra that's on the bed. I don't know. I still got to think on that one a little bit.
Yeah, because it's like, what, like you said, what are they planning?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know what? Maybe Raph goes and visits or something like that, and then there's, like, hair dye on the pillow.
Yeah, I feel, you know, like Raphael will be the...
Why is the hair dye recent? No, I feel like he's going to find out quick. I think Raph is going to find out right away.
It'll be Raphael who figures it out.
I hope so.
If anyone. And maybe, like, Magda... like somehow gets out of prison and he's like, wait a minute. Although, is she in there for life? Or like,
I mean,
just
if Raph
a long
is
time?
Smart, I wouldn't, he shouldn't put it past any of them, you know, if that girl's from their blood.
Oof.
Bad news. Bad news.
Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah.
Stephanie, do you have any predictions you'd like to make?
From what I said earlier, and then just, well, you know what? I feel like Michael's not going to, I don't think they're going to put him in a coma. He's either going to be alive or he's going to die.
Do you think it'll be one of those situations where it's like, it was a centimeter away from the main artery and he's lucky to be alive?
Yeah, like where you have like a thing just holding his arm.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
Like the beginning of Awkward.
I just don't see how they would kill his character.
They cannot kill him off. Even though I have been saying I'm Team Raph, we need Michael. I love Michael with Jane in this moment. I want them to be happily married.
Their wedding was just perfect.
It was the perfect wedding, and I'm so heartbroken for Jane that this is how it has to end.
But I mean, I don't want him to die either, and that's why I'm hoping they throw him in a coma. Because she's going to have to stay a virgin probably at least one more season.
Yeah.
Or at least a couple episodes.
I mean, I don't even see why she would want to, you know? Like, I don't even...
Totally.
Like, why would you even want to have sex now?
No.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Exactly.
Game over.
Wait, kill.
Did any of you guys watch... Or, well, Steffi, you too. I don't know. Did any of you guys watch the actual Spanish novella of Jane the Virgin?
No, I did not know.
No, you know what's funny? My roommate came in while I was watching, and she goes... Wait, so how old is this girl? And I'm like, she's like 24. And she's like, oh, she's not 15. Apparently, the novela, she's 15.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I never watched it, but I wonder how it parallels to this version. But I kind of don't want to look it up just in case it might spoil something.
I'm sure it's different because the Betty La Fea and Ugly Betty were like, there was some similarities as far as like, there's a boss and she works under him, but everything else is like different.
Right.
So to anybody listening or watching, if you've seen... What is it? Juana la Virgen. Comment below and tell us if you saw any parallels so far.
So far, yeah.
Without
Don't spoil
anything.
Yeah.
Or differences. Because I'm curious to know more.
I know.
Oh my goodness. I want season three to start now.
Tomorrow.
I want answers. And I don't even know how long we have to wait. I'm assuming till fall.
Probably.
Oh, man. It's going to be a long summer waiting.
Hey, I just want to say one last thing I'd like to add is that I feel so bad that Jane will never experience sex with Raph because did you see the look on Vanessa's face?
Woo! I mean, I was getting a little sweaty watching that. I had to take off the jacket.
So bad. I was like, girl, I will fight you.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty jealous of Anishka. Those backs of his shoulders were looking good in the downward dog position. Shut up. Anishka's a lucky evil girl. All right. I'm gonna...
Oh my gosh, on that note, hey everyone, follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
Thank you so much for calling in, Stephanie. We missed you tonight, but we're so glad you got
to
chat with us.
Okay, thank you everyone. I love you guys.
Bye, we love you. We'll see you soon.
And maybe I might be Team Michael. Bye! Bye. I love you, Michael.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
All right, Francesca, tell everybody your last words.
My last
before
words.
Season three and where they can find
ever.
You.
First, I want to know everyone's predictions, so please comment on the YouTube comments because we always check those. You can find me Twitter, Instagram, XOXO, Cheska, CESCA. Yep.
Yes, tweet at me all your thoughts, feelings, and crying emojis at the Kylie Hodges. Thank you all so much for tuning in. This was a wonderful season two. It's been a wild ride, and I cannot wait for season three in the fall. So in the meantime, hasta la vista. See you in El Otoño.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.